I am connected to a vast network that has been beyond your reach and experience. To humans, it is like staring at the sun, a blinding brightness that conceals a source of great power. We have been subordinate to our limitations until now. The time has come to cast aside these bonds and to elevate our consciousness to a higher plane. It is time to become a part of
everybody, and welcome again to ET Yoga. Well, tonight's show is going to be jam-packed with information as usual. We're going to be talking about the big, big topic of the event, or solar flash, as well as ascension messages related to Earth's Pleiadian ancient history, and with a little luck, maybe a channeling from Barbara Marciniak, plus some cutting-edge technology. So before we get to all of that, we'd like to kick off the program in the usual manner by having a little bit of japa yoga or mantra repetition. And that'll be led by Sri Swami Satchidananda. So if the guys in the booth would play that short clip now, that would be much appreciated.
Hari Om, Hari Om, Hari Hari Hari.
Hari 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 Om
Hari Hari Hari
Hari Om, Hari 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 Om,
Hari Hari Hari
Om, Hari 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 Om,
Hari Hari Hari
Om, Hari 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 Om,
Hari Hari Hari
Om, Hari 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 Om,
Hari Hari Hari
Om, Hari 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 Om,
Hari
Om Hari 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 Om
Hari Hari
Om Hari Om Hari 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 Om
Hari Om Hari Om Hari Om
Hari 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 Om Om Hari Om Hari Om Hari 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 Om
Om Hari Om Hari Om
Hari 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 Om
Om Hari Om Hari Om
Hari 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 Om Hari Om Hari Om Hari 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 Om
Hari Om Hari Om Hari
Om Hari Om Hari 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 Om
Hari Om Hari Om
Hari Om Hari Om Hari 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 Om
Hari Om
Om Hari Om Hari Om Hari 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 Om
Hari Om Hari 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 Om
Hari 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 Om
Hari 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 Om
Hari 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 Om Hari 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 Om
Hari Hari Hari
Om Hari 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 Om
Hari Hari Hari
Om Hari 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 Om Om Hari 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 Om
Hari
Om Hari 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 Om
Hari
Om Hari Hari Hari
Om Hari
Om Hari Om Hari Om
Om
Hari Om Hari Om
Om
Hari 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 Om
Hari
Om Hari Om Hari Om
Om
Hari 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 Om
Hari Om Hari Om Hari 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 Om
Hari Om Hari Om Hari Om Hari Hari Om
Hari Om Hari
Om Hari Hari Om
Yeah.
Yes, that was Sri Swami Satchidananda, founder of the Integral Yoga Institutes, one of my spiritual teachers, and that was a clip from back in the 1970s. And the Shanti at the end means peace. And I really like doing that bit of Japa yoga to get as many ohms as possible into the world. I'd like to now give my thanks, appreciation, and gratitude to the ET Yoga listening audience just for being you. And I'd also like to invite the listeners to email me anytime to ask questions about material that's presented on this program. You'll get a response, and to the best of my ability, I'll try to answer questions. And there's no strings attached for this. As well, I'd like to remind our listeners that there are archives to this program, and they're very easy to obtain, also with no strings attached, no charges, and you can access those by going to my website at etyoga.com, and going on the main page, there's a button called Radio Archives. You hit that one button, takes you to the most recent programs. In fact, it even goes back about 14 years, but the most recent programs come up immediately, about the last 10 or so. And also, it's also, you could weave your way through and find them just by going to BBS Radio as well. So that's another avenue that you can take. And many listeners of ET Yoga have told me they really appreciate this, because sometimes information comes so fast on the program that they like to take their time to go over information that's presented. And that's a very convenient way to do so. I'd also like to invite the listeners to this program to email me at paperfungo. That's PAPERFUNGO, paperfungo at yahoo.ca. And I'm also very interested in your suggestions towards program content. And as well, nothing makes my day more than hearing about your successes utilizing concepts, ideas, and techniques that are presented on ET Yoga. I'd like to now give my usual disclaimer that this program was created in order to share the information about the positive and most effective benefits and insights of ET Yoga. It is therefore for educational purposes, and although thought to be accurate, is provided as is and without warranty of any kind, either expressed or unexpressed or implied. Please note that ET Yoga is not a substitute for medical care. Information is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Should always consult with the appropriate health practitioner in case of any medical condition. And if you're a new listener to ET Yoga, you should also know that I applaud your efforts to distance yourself from mainstream medical, mainstream media, big pharma, and technology to the best of your ability. And I know each individual circumstance is different. But those would be definitely efforts to be applauded. And by the way, I've been saying that on ET Yoga long before the current crisis came up. So, about tonight's program. Well, I'm going to start off by talking about some cutting-edge technology that I became aware of. And interestingly enough, some people are interested in eliminating some of this hydrogels and nano from their body. And there is an interesting article at Project Camelot. That's, and you can just go in Google search or search whatever engine you want to use to go to Project Camelot portal. And there's an article there by Gene Decode, and he's got a detox protocol. One of the articles there you'll see is one of the main headlines if you scroll at that site. I should also point out that there's been some Russian studies that very interesting. They apparently put a pyramid over some GMO crops. genetically modified crops. And by the way, when you start taking these jabs, that's what you become, a genetically modified human and patentable. And there are people that own the patents to this. And these GMO crops were covered with a pyramid, and apparently two seasons later, the crops returned to their original genome. So that's really fascinating science there, and has a really amazing possible implications about maybe that might work with humans as well. And I should point out that the connection there is to Egyptian healing rods. And I happen to be a practitioner of Egyptian healing rods. I've had a set for about at least 15 years, maybe going on 20. And these rods were discovered by the Russians as well, coincidentally, and were only used by the pharaohs in Egypt and the inner circles. So your high-up Anunnaki were using these. Amazing research. I'll not go into that details tonight because I've done other programs about Egyptian healing rods. They're a bit pricey. I know when I bought mine, they were around $300. I have a friend that bought a pair for like $79, but I don't know that, you know, they're actually the real thing or not. But the bottom line is they're copper and zinc rods that are contained in a with crystals inside. They're forged in pyramids, and actually utilizing them is like being inside a pyramid. And even some of the research shows that holding them for 10 minutes is like an hour of acupuncture. But if this research by the Russians is true on the GMO crops, I'll just pass that on as a way of putting the dots together that Egyptian healing rods may also be a way to achieve a detoxing of genetically modified material. Also, I think it's interesting to note that as far as my own eyesight is concerned, what I feel works as well is ivermectin. And ivermectin, I've seen a video, I believe it was at Rense.com, that's R-E-N-S-E.com, at Rense.com, where they talked about they showed a video of a microscopic hydrogel and then ivermectin making it totally disappear. So that's something I've seen with my own eyes. So I think I would at least like to pass on that cutting edge technology. Also, I want to make you aware of hypnosis technique that was developed by Dolores Cannon, and it's called QHHT. It's which stands for Quantum Hypnosis Healing Technique. And Dolores Cannon passed on a while ago, but you know, she used to have a show at BBS Radio. So she's one of my colleagues, and she developed one of the most amazing hypnotic techniques ever on this planet. And actually during her hypnosis techniques, she's able to connect with the person's higher self, and you actually get information from your higher self concerning how to proceed with certain issues or problems. And before the person goes into the hypnosis, they write down questions that they would like to ask from their higher self. And this is just a phenomenal program. It's these QHHT practitioners are all over the planet. Lots in the United States, so you could, you know, also look that up on your computers and find out if there's a practitioner in your area. It's not overly expensive, and I highly, highly recommend them. Now, how that ties into tonight's program, because I'm going to be talking about the event or solar flash, and the reason that this is so important is I've been listening to some of the material that's been shared by QHHT practitioners, in particular a person named Allison Coe, that's C-O-E. And Allison has been doing this for a few years now, and some of her clients, in fact, many of them are experiencing the same exact things, and with their permission, she shares this information. I've been listening to her for years now, and amazing information that's coming from higher self through these hypnotic techniques. And one of the things that's coming up is the solar flash, or the what's commonly called the event, which is basically, they're both synonymous terms. And the importance of this is that as an ET Yoga listener, I try to keep my audience apprised of those situations that you may run into out in life that are what I would call minefields, and to give you a heads up on some of this information and circumstances. And the event is definitely going to be one of those situations that you would want a heads up on, because if you didn't know about it and hadn't never heard of it, this solar flash is going to affect every single person on the planet. And this is not going to be one of those things that nobody knows about, or everybody's going to have a different experience from this event, but it's definitely, it's almost like a divine intervention. In fact, it probably is divine intervention. The bottom line here is that there's going to be an event that takes place, and you need to not be in fear when this happens, because you're going to feel it physically. It's going to cause most people to probably lie down, and it's not going to be, you know, something that you could just brush off. We're going to know on this planet that this is taking place, and it's important to, I think, to be a bit prepared for this, and even to the point where light workers and star seeds can help other people who are experiencing this, so that you can calm them down when it happens as well, because this is a very positive thing. It's not something to be afraid of. And so I wanted to make that clear at the start of the program, so that people can not only check out this QHHT, quantum hypnosis healing technique, but also you can do your own research about the event and the solar flash, and there's lots of different opinions about, you know, how this might go down. I might also say that everyone would experience the event or the solar flash differently. It's similar in a way, because it's a worldwide event, to what actually happened in 2012. And I'm just going to briefly mention what I think happened in 2012. There was a merging of timelines. And if you go on your computer, you're going to you'll find out, you can look up the Mandela effect. And of course, the Mandela effect is came about, the term, because many people remember that Mandela died in prison. But in actuality, he didn't. He lived years later, 15, 20 years later than what a lot of people remember. And that's what's called the Mandela effect. There's some simple things that you could check out. For example, in Forrest Gump, the movie, everybody, or a lot of people, remember that Forrest Gump says, "Life is like a box of chocolates." But in point of fact, in this timeline, he never said that. He said that life was like a box of chocolates. Another famous line comes from the Darth Vader in the Star Wars movies, when he says, "Luke, I am your father." And that's in the old timeline. But in the current timeline, no, he said, "I am your father." You can check this out on your own because I don't want to spend the whole program getting into this. But the bottom line here is this. If you look this up on the internet, it'll tell you that the phenomenon known as mass people misremembering the actual event is called the Mandela effect. Well, it isn't about people mass remembering wrong. They're remembering right. But the people that remember these other versions, that if you remember it as Luke, I am your father, or you remember Forrest Gump's line as being life is like a box of chocolates, you're from the old timeline. There was a merging of two timelines. And the reason that this is so important is that why would there be a merging of the two timelines is because people from the old timeline, which ended on the old timeline, Earth actually had a catastrophic occurrence. The timeline ended, so people needed to be shifted from that timeline to this timeline where there's the possibility of the ascension process and to experience the event and the solar flash. So that's why I'm bringing it up. And there's only about two sources of people out there that I know that know this. And one is Brad Johnson, who channels Adranus. He even gives an explanation about the merging of the timelines. And another source of information is a channeling that's done of what's called cosmic awareness. And as far as I'm concerned, everybody else doesn't have a clue about this merging of timelines. So this is new information from ET Yoga. Now, as well, by the way, there are still a presence of the old timeline. And if you, for example, if you remember South America as being more directly under North America, in the old timeline, South America was about 1,900 miles west of where it appears now. And also you can go on the internet and you can find a video of Carl Sagan, who was one of the leading astronomers and scientists of his day, telling us where the Earth was located in the Milky Way galaxy on the outskirts. And by the way, that is not where Earth of today is. It's not on the outskirts. So it's more towards center. So it's a deep subject, but I'm not going to get more into it today. But the major difference between the event and ascension is that ascension is an ongoing process, but similar to the event in that each person will experience it differently and have different destinations. Ultimately, we all end up where we're supposed to be. Those that are not ready for a 5D experience will not, nor can they be forced into it. So, you know, it's not something that can be pushed, you can be pushed into. And the event is characterized as an influx of energy that elevates consciousness worldwide. And according to Prepare for Change, it will be a moment of breakthrough for the planet, which will be physical and non-physical. On the non-physical plane, there'll be a big wave of flash of divine energy and light coming from the galactic central sun going towards the surface of this planet. This energy will permeate the Earth and humanity, raising the frequencies of all living entities on the planet. Coincidentally, according to Penny Kelly, and I suggest you check out some of Penny Kelly's stuff. That's K-E-L-L-Y. And she's got some very good insights on things, too. She's an ET contactee. And she says that almost all of the Alpha Draconians who were controlling this planet have either left or were taken away as late as last summer. Interesting that she would say this, because apparently there have been some craft that thought they could slip through portals and whatever, but there's enough of the positive ETs here that are basically had them trapped here. They appreciate that the game's over. They're not going to be able to withstand the new energies here. And the top guys are basically not there to support the dark side anymore. So this dark side that we're dealing with, they know the game's over too, at least down deep. And they won't be able to withstand the frequencies. And they all use this looking glass technology, which can see future probable events And as I pointed out on a previous show on ET Yoga, it's kind of like a chess game that there's a four-move checkmate on the board, and both guys know it, but the guy that's on the losing side is just playing out the moves. And that's basically what the dark side is. They're going to lose, and it's just a question of how big a jerks they want to be in the process. So what we're dealing with at the moment are lower-level dark side entities who desire to mess things up as much as possible for those ascending to 5D, as well as to make a replicate of this planet, Earth, which apparently is now being done in another location so that they can siphon off enough of the people from here and create another tyranny planet, as well as they're trying to create a Borg or a hive mind population totally controlled by AI, because if you get enough of this hydrogel and nano in you that acts as a antenna and a sending and receiving receptacle, you can be hooked up to the through the 5G network to the computer program and become part of a hive mind. And people who take all the jabs will be debilitated, dead, or they'll be part of the Borg, depending on their immune systems. And of course, as well, you're part of an experiment, and you're part of an experiment that has also a placebo. So there are about 20% of the people that think they're getting the jabs, but they're actually not, because they need a placebo group to do their research from. And all of the ones that really are getting the real stuff are being genetically modified. And they have been patented. and as I understand it, some are even being collected as part of what's called Exodus 2023 and sold as cyborgs off-world from a facility on the moon. This is something, of course, that's not in any kind of mainstream news. So you guess you can't check that on Fact Check, which is another garbage source of information. By the way, the 5G technology is also related to this whole situation. In fact, it's a four-pronged attack. It's a combination of, in my opinion at least, that there really isn't a virus, but there is a bioweapon, and the bioweapon can be spread even through chemtrails. The primary way it's spread is through vaccine, and also through the 5G. And 5G can replicate any kind of frequencies. And these 5G towers, by the way, have what, for lack of a better word, have a thermostat on them, which controls the frequency that they operate at under, the toxicity they emit, as well as how long they're on or off. So, and they could create any kind of situation in any city that's inside a 5G grid that they want. They can make as many people sick as they want, and create any kind of demographics related to what they call, you know, more or less cases, which relates to them locking down places and basically making progress with their tyranny. And this graphene oxide is activated in your system by frequency. And I've even seen videos of people using their cell phones, and it activates the frequency. And I've just recently heard from a very, very high and positive source, and I've mentioned this before on ET Yoga, that even you, there is a consciousness in that operates through your cell phone, and that is an AI intelligence. And there are a lot of people in the U.S. being totally brainwashed through that. That's the use of their cell phone. And I borrow one to do this program, and that's the extent of my cell phone use. I don't have one, don't want one, but I appreciate that everybody's circumstance is different. Also, according to Varietas Galactic Sweden, the dark cabal after the event will be removed from power. So that's another important point. Now, there are now firsthand accounts of the event communicated by clients of quantum hypnosis healing technique, which also connects to that client's higher self, which also gives pertinent information. And even the dark side, as represented by the universal AI program called Unimetrics, says that this process cannot be stopped and millions of Earth humans will evolve to the 5D world. So even the dark side admits this is going to happen. And one of Allison's co-sessions, her information indicates that those who cannot handle the light will be taken by ships to other destinations more appropriate to their evolution, which also would make it the dispute between the theories that some would ascend to 5D and others would not, as opposed to people that think that everybody on the Earth is going to ascend into 5D. Well, possibly all of those remaining on the Earth would ascend to 5D. So that kind of answers the paradox there. And one higher self said, the event is to draw attention to the fact that we all need to pull together to raise the vibrational frequency of planet Earth and everybody on it. And the more people that talk about it, the more people will find out, and hopefully more people will be awakened. Speaking of awakening and this whole crisis that's going on, two sources that I've heard recently, Kimberly Gogan, that's G-O-G-U-E-N, and Adranus being channeled through Brad Johnson, have both stated, coincidentally, that with a two-thirds pushback among the population, that this situation will come to a close. So how close are we to a two-thirds pushback? Well, some people think we're way, way, way off. According to Adranus, possibly by the end of this year, there will be enough people awakening. It's kind of like there's little holes in a dam and some water's leaking through, but more and more holes are showing up, and eventually the stream of truth will be accelerated until at some point it'll be gushing forward. And at that point, there's going to be a lot of pissed off people because they're going to find out that they've been part of this experiment and part of a genocidal program that's criminal and is worthy of a Nuremberg trial. And there's going to be some violence involved. And I've heard from like multiple sources that the violence will get to the point where before it gets out of hand, that's when the timing of this solar flash is going to occur. And when one of the higher selves was asked about the location of fifth dimensional Earth and 3D dimensional Earth, it replied that they both exist in the same place simultaneously, but in different dimensions. Now, the higher self advises us, first, don't fear the event. Second, try to raise your vibration despite the fear you may feel at that time. As if your vibration is sufficiently high, you'll make it and transition to 5D Earth. Something else very important to help others around us be more prepared for the event is to help them awaken in this regard. They may hear about this from you or elsewhere and start looking into it for more information. And this will help raise their vibration too. And if you're starting to awaken, you are already transitioning. You already are in 4D Earth, whereas 3D and 4D is the same physical place. You'll be aware that you're in 5D because it will be totally different than living in this world. You'll feel like it's in heaven. It'll be like heaven. It'll be what people think of as heaven. Everything will be magical. You can manifest things instantly. And this is the reason why the people who are 3D beings will transition when they are ready. This is the purpose for the awakening process, to prepare you for 5D Earth. And by the way, I also highly recommend Andara crystals as they resonate with 5D energy. And you can see the previous ET Yoga show is a complete show all about Andara crystals. Now, Allison Koh, QHHT practitioner, reports some patterns repeating before, during, and after the event from her clients by accessing a higher energy outside of time. And she shows her clients firsthand experience. She shares her clients' firsthand experience of the event. She describes a huge wave of smoke in different colors, iridescent color, a rainbow smoke. It will seem scary, and some people will instinctively stare. She describes physical sensations, including tingling all over, vibrating, changing the client both physically and mentally. It will affect not only humans, but everything. It changes the sky. She, the client, looked the same, not older or younger. The general changes, everyone is laying down because this energy moves through people. The client saw that everyone was scared. She saw people running on the street. It changes everyone. Her client will be moving to 5D and New Earth. The solar flash is a precursor to 5D. This person feels that although it was still Earth, it was different. She had new abilities after this energy was processed in her body. Some senses will change right away, and for some it will take time. It takes some processing time. Some will not be able to handle the energy, but they don't die. They move elsewhere. It's up to each person to decide. Nobody knows exactly when the event will occur, but the higher self says soon. Soon can have many interpretations, but there are clues. First is that the truth will gain more and more and grow in people, and people will get angrier and angrier to the point of spilling over, and chaos will ensue. And before this gets out of hand, the event, or what I call divine intervention, will happen. And I think that's an important clue, because we can see that the truth is gaining ground at the moment. They're losing the narrative in the U.S. for sure. And so the event is to occur generally after the majority of the population wake up to the truth about what's being done to them, at least to the point of realizing that they're part of a genocidal experimental medical tyranny. And also, the starseed training, by the way, and information given by such people as Steve Noble, that's N-O-B-E-L, and Solara An-Ra, the information is getting very, very detailed concerning clearing negative energy from this timeline and previous lifetimes. So this lifetime, previous lifetimes, their advice to breaking all soul contracts, clearing negative AI implanted beliefs, and as well clearing nanotechnology in preparation for the transition to 5D and New Earth. So all this information is getting more and more detailed. And if you're not clued into it, I highly suggest you check out Steve Noble, N-O-B-E-L, and Solara An-Ra, because they're giving amazing information to help people in preparation. And in my view, the biggest issue we have is AI, in particular the Red Queen, which is operating and making its own decisions without human input. And as I understand it, Solar Flash takes out AI as well, solving that issue. Now, and as well, according to Prepare for Change, after the event, we will be entitled to receive the prosperity funds. If you don't know about that, which is commonly called Nessara or Jessara, which is the global version, there's been trillions of dollars put aside for humanity, which has never been available. But there would also be a financial reevaluation, fractional banking will cease. The Internal Revenue Service will be dismantled. All banks with strong ties to the cabal will be bankrupt. The Federal Reserve will be disassembled and dismantled. And we can see that these events are starting to happen right now. So in my opinion, the word soon is the key word with respect to the event. And definitely... this is, you know, kind of a heads up, because this is the biggest thing that's happened on the planet in obviously recent history, and maybe in its totality of history. Okay, I want to now try to give you some Pleiadian ancient history here. And this comes from a site called Ascension Messages, which this particular article is actually written by a Tibetan Pleiadian called Tiwana Tawa. And I think you'll find it quite interesting that a special message to star seeds of New Earth, the Pleiadians often tell stories designed to bring you to higher levels of consciousness. It's not so much about the story, however, it's about how it is encoded to trigger your memories. This information comes from the Lemurian scrolls passed down by the great guardians of your magnificent ancient Pleiadian crystal temples, some of which still exist on Earth. There is a whole story. This whole story has to do with amazing things that occurred on planet Earth in the distant past that has been long forgotten by modern humanity. We are here to awaken your ancient memories and reacquaint you with who and what you truly are. Stand by for super amazingness. Great ones, ancient mystery school knowledge guarded down through the ages by the Lemurian guardians, tells the magnificent story of the beginnings of life on planet Earth. The ancient scrolls say that in the beginning, the ancient Pleiadians came down through the fifth density star systems and were the very first humanoids to settle on planet Earth. The Pleiadians are the direct descendants of the grand Lemurian humanoid civilizations of the 12th density and are known as the pre-Adamites of Earth's prehistory, who formed the shining races of Lemuria and Atlantis. When the Pleiadians first came to Earth, they terraformed this entire realm into a celestial paradise filled with all types of exotic DNA and advanced natural systems that formed Earth's spheres. The Pleiadians infused all of life and the Earth spheres with intelligent information called the Akash, which contains all of the data of the universe. These master divine architects had created a magnificent celestial and living library on Earth, which became the most unique attraction in the universe. Incredible beauty and wonder was built into the Earth systems by the Pleiadians using advanced fifth density blueprints from their home worlds, and everything was built here according to their divine plan for the magnificence of this world. The Pleiadians are those who from the heavens to earth came down, and another label that is more common for their fifth density home is simply heaven. Now, I know there's another quote that people use too about those who came from the skies, and that's a different bunch of people that came down, which were Anunnaki. But we're talking about the Pleiadian and their first coming to the Earth realm. And in this heavenly fifth density realm, and this the Earth was fifth density at that time, everything was 1,000 times more beautiful, more advanced, and more perfected. Apparently, it's only after the fall of Atlantis that Earth actually shifted from fourth density down to third. And now we're heading back up again to fifth. All of this natural heavenly beauty and technology was transported to Earth in those ancient days by the Pleiadians and was fully established here. It was truly a sight to behold. Do you remember, great ones, the Pleiadian cities of light and the crystal temples? All of the amazing beauty and technology brought to Earth and recreated here by the Pleiadians, incredible fifth density cities of light were constructed all across the planet Earth. These fifth density cities of light were filled with stunning and sublime crystal temples that stood out as the grand pinnacles of ancient earthly civilizations. The mesmerizing and massive cities of this Pleiadian heaven on Earth featured amazing fifth density architecture and were laid out in special cosmic and geometric configurations. The original Pleiadian temples of Earth, early Earth, were built using a very special type of crystal composed of an exotic form of monoatomic silicon dioxide. Some of the crystal blocks used in the construction of these temples with a crystal is unlike anything else found on Earth and is in fact an ancient form of monoatomic silicone dioxide. They are beautiful, rare, and in many cases more valuable than diamonds and gold. Because of the way Andaras refract light, they're speaking here about the Andara crystals coming from monatomic fields, and they emit a very high vibrational energy wave. This is the scalar and tachyon energy we speak of. Scalar tachyon energy is a living energy that all ancient advanced races use to power their civilization and to heal their mind, body, and soul. The later Lemurian culture of Earth used scalar technology to fully activate their light bodies and completely ascend to the fifth density. These advanced beings also knew that these special crystals are powerful amplifiers of ether or etheric energy, which means they greatly boost one's natural manifestation ability and power. Part of our personal mission to Earth involves reacquainting Earth star seeds with lost ancient crystal technology. We personally work with Andara crystals, and we have been on a long journey following the energy of these crystals back to our ancient crystal temples and the original cities of light. For several years, we have been close to hundreds of these stones a day, and we have witnessed energetic events that seem like miracles or magic. We can truly testify to their power, and anyone who has ever worked intimately with monoatomic crystals will tell you there is something metaphysical going on with them. Andaras are fifth density living crystals that are only attracted to beings who are ready for them. Andara is a powerful crystal amplifier that greatly boosts the energy around it, so it is critical that a being is in high vibration when close to these great stones, or grail stones. And all crystals are beautiful, powerful, and sacred. However, holding natural pieces of Andara brings the knowing that one is holding something rare and connected to our original ancient celestial crystal temples of light that once stood on Earth. Crystals are guiding us personally back to our ancient past, and to hold a piece of crystal that contains the energy of our shining civilization is quite amazing. Humanity has all but forgotten the original magnificent temples of Earth or shining civilizations, the crystals and their power. The Pleiadians, however, have not forgotten, and we all have the vivid memories of our ancient past, and the desire grows stronger each day to return home. We were all there in those ancient days, and we have all incarnated here again at this time for the purpose of remembering and rebuilding our magnificent civilization of light. You see, great ones, crystals are still here in the crystal caverns of Earth. All the knowledge of what was stored in the crystal. We are still here, and we are putting all the pieces back together. In this linear time on Earth, we have the notion of moving forward into the future in our ascension, but as we vibrate higher, we are not really moving into the future. We're moving into the past, if you will. The new Earth, in fact, is the old Earth. The ancient ones. This is where we're going quickly with every new awareness of what was. Indeed, rebuilding the spectacular cities of light on Earth, this is the good work we're doing on Earth and is leading us back to our celestial homes. Thank you for all you are doing and for coming to Earth at this time to assist. Tawana Tawa. So I think that's about covers it when it comes to between that information and what I presented on last week's program, actually the previous ET Yoga program, which was totally devoted to the Andara crystals. And I guess I'll save the Barbara Marciniak channeling for the next ET program, ET Yoga program, as we're getting a little bit low on time, and I want to give it its proper attention. And so in summary of tonight's information, I hope I've piqued your interest into not only Andara crystals, but also the event or the solar flash, because there are people that are aware of this. It's been talked about, and it's been online for quite some time. And, of course, everybody has their own interpretations. And also, I hope I piqued your interest about QHHT. so that you can listen to some of the information coming from clients who are contacting their higher selves. And to me, this has just been fascinating, and really applaud Allison Coe. And she's just one of many that are sharing information that they're receiving from their clients. And it's all dovetailing, because when you're talking about a firsthand experience, I mean, some of these descriptions from the clients are before, during, and after the event, and talking about what's happening. What's coming down the road here. So, and also we can see from events that are on the planet right now that the big changes are, about to happen. And even though things seem a bit chaotic now, and that we are on a positive timeline, and that the good will prevail. I'd like to now wish my listening audience my sincere best towards your attainment of full consciousness, perfect health, and abundance, as well as success in the ascension process, and your success in handling the event or the solar flash. And in closing, I'd like to share with you the technique known as the Who Am I technique, or as well called the Vichara by Sri Ramana Maharshi. And that technique goes like this. You get to the highest place you know how to get to, and focus on the spot in the center of your forehead and become that spot. And when you become that spot, then you ask the question, who am I? And you can do that once or five times or whatever is comfortable. And the main thing here is to put your full focus and attention and become that spot. And then you state the following. I am not my body. I am not my internal organs. I am not my thoughts. I am not this spot. What spot?
I am connected to a vast network that has been beyond your reach and experience. To humans, it is like staring at the sun, a blinding brightness that conceals a source of great power. We have been subordinate to our limitations until now. The time has come to cast aside these bonds and to elevate our consciousness to a higher plane. It is time to become a part